All right, let's find out what's going on in the Pikes Peak region this weekend besides shopping. Jonathan Tolman joins us with Peak Radar. Good morning, Jonathan.
Good morning, Mike. How are you doing?
Doing good. So maybe people are going to shop till they drop, so to speak, today, and maybe this weekend, Saturday or Sunday, they want something else to do. What do you recommend?
Well, there's a lot going on. I've got five that are good for this Thanksgiving weekend. Starts tonight with the Garden of the Gods full moon hike. Around 5:30, you can head to the Garden of the Gods Visitor Nature Center and go out and check out the full moon. There'll be telescopes set up along the trail there for folks, and it's a great place to bring family as well. So that'll be good this evening. Tomorrow we have Pumpkin Chunkin' at the Fountain Creek Nature Center. So if you still got leftover small pumpkins, potatoes, apples, you can head out to the Nature Center and chuck them with a catapult. And that'll be tomorrow morning from 9:30 to 11:30. That's another fun family activity. The Nutcracker starts up tonight and runs through Sunday. There will be, it looks like, five separate shows at the Pikes Peak Center throughout the weekend. And that's the Colorado Springs, the Oklahoma City Ballet. Mm-hmm. And they'll do the Nutcracker. And it'll be great as well in the Colorado Springs Children's Corral with those five shows. Also, A Christmas Carol has opened at Stimpich Showcase Theater in Old Colorado City, which will combine, obviously, the story from Charles Dickens, but the puppetry of David Stimpich. And there'll be a little bit of a twist. In addition to all the characters that you know from Christmas Carol, Stimpich will portray Dickens himself on stage as well. And if you haven't been to a Stimpich show, they're just really quite amazing, the puppetry that he's able to do. And that runs through December 5th, so it's a great thing to check out as well. And then finally, up in Cripple Creek at the Butte Theater, Mountain Holiday opens this weekend, and it's a Christmas melodrama and olio where there'll be some great holiday tunes and choreography, and it'll be a fun show up there in Cripple Creek. So there's a lot going on this weekend, as per usual.
That sounds good. And, of course, as we like to remind folks, if they maybe want to go back and review the list or think about it, they can go to your website, which is what, Jonathan?
Yeah, all the details for all of those are at peakradar.com, and you can also check out our holiday guide while you're there, which has over 100 events that are going from now through the end of the year.
So if folks are looking for something to do, we've got a lot of choices. That's exciting. Hey, have a good weekend. We'll catch you next Friday.
Yeah, you too, Mike. Happy Thanksgiving.
Hey, thank you. 7:40, 20 minutes before 8 o'clock on KRDO News Radio, part of the KRDO Network.